what kind of coal you mean. Charcoal, what the burn, moose iron. I used to see them kids in coal sacks.
What?
And tow sacks.
Uh-huh.
And, just like it burns coal in Cape Town City. They'd use that coal to heat iron.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd have them tow sacks.
Do you ever hear of a coal bucket or coal scuttle?
I heard talk of a coal furnace that you put coal in and heat down.
What's any other name for the tow sack?
Well, we used to call them bagging sacks.
Uh-huh. What would flour come in?
Well, it'd come in flour sacks. Of course, you don't see none in flour sacks now, they're all paper sacks.
They're all what?
In paper sacks now.
Uh-huh. What did flour come in if you bought 100 pounds or so?
A barrel.
And what would run around the barrel to hold the wood?
Hooks.
Uh-huh. And something that nails used to come in. What was that?
Called a nail keg.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a water barrel or a beer keg?
Yes, sir.
What would you turn to get the...
It would have a faucet.
It would have a what?
A faucet.
Uh-huh.
On it to turn to get the beer out or either syrup out of the barrel.
Or either what?
A syrup out of a barrel.
Uh-huh.
You'd have syrup and barrel.
Another name for syrup? What's something that's
kind of
like syrup?
I don't know. We used to call it molasses.
What's the difference?
You know, they're all sweet.
Did you ever hear them call long sweetening or short sweetening?
I never heard of such like that. I used to make syrup.
How would you do that?
Well, we'd go can and strip it, top it. Rick had a mill, hook a horse to it, grind it around and around and feed the mill. We had a vat about twice long as that box and about twice as wide.
Is that freezing there?
And have it on a brick foundation, and we used to pour that juice in that vat,
uh-huh,
and build a fire on it, cook it, and skim it.
What would you call, after you had ground the juice out of the cane, what did you call the cane that you had left?
They call that a canned juice, come out of the mill.
Well, what about the part of the cane that real, after you've taken the cane and ground all the juice out of it, what do you have left?
Well, you don't have nothing left in there but the pith of the cane.
Did you ever hear that called bagasse?
I never did hear it called that way. I didn't know.
Say if you wanted to buy molasses and syrup at the store, what would it come in?
Well, sometimes it would come in bales. We carry a jug to the store.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
A molasses?
Uh-huh.
No, we used to go to the store after molasses and it'd be cold and we couldn't get none, they wouldn't run.
What would you have out in your yard that you could hook the hose up to and turn and get water out?
You mean